With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Montana wildlife officials have found a new home for three grizzly bear cubs that were orphaned in June when their mother was killed by a vehicle. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks announced plans on Tuesday to send the cubs to a zoo in Quebec. The Missoulian reports that the cubs have been at a Helena Wildlife Rehabilitation Center since being captured in early June. Authorities have been searching for a new home for the cubs since their capture, hoping to avoid euthanizing them. The center only holds animals that cannot be released into the wild for 4 weeks, but the cubs are too young to survive alone. They'll remain the state of Montana's property on permanent loan to the Canadian Zoo. A Montana judge has overturned the conviction of a man sentenced to 40 years in prison for his 3-month-old son's 2008 death. Prosecutors said the boy must have died due to shaken baby syndrome, but the Montana Innocence Project took up Robert Dave Wilkes' case in 2012 and found no signs of abuse, and medical experts determined other possible causes of death. Montana wildlife officials say a black bear has been killed after it was captured for ripping up a tent in a campground. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Supervisor Mark Delaray tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that the decision to kill the bear was made to avoid future conflicts because it had become accustomed to people. The remains of a Blackfeet boy have been returned 128 years after his abduction. George L. was 16 when he was taken from his parents' home and sent to the Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania. L. was one of many young Indian men and women forcibly removed from their homes in an attempt by the U.S. government to Americanize Native Americans. L. died at the school about a year later, and his parents were not told of his death until a year after he'd been buried. His remains were returned to his relatives on June 30th, and a final resting place has been prepared for him north of Browning. L's closest relative tells the Great Falls Tribune that bringing him home is the happiest event that could happen. Police and protesters are gearing up for President Donald Trump's visit to Great Falls on Thursday. President Trump vowed to come to Montana in April after Senator John Tester released anonymous allegations against Trump's pick for Secretary of Veterans Affairs. In a phone call to Fox & Friends, he said Tester will be held accountable by Montanans.
They love me and I love them. And I want to tell you that John Tester, I think this is going to cause him a lot of problems in his state.
Workers were setting concrete barriers outside the Expo Park, one of the visible signs of the security measures being put in place for the rally. Cascade County Sheriff Bob Edwards says Expo Park gates will open Thursday at 10:30 a.m. The doors to the 6,600-seat Four Seasons Arena won't open until 1 p.m. There will be benches, food, and non-alcoholic drinks available for early arrivals. Trump is scheduled to speak at 4 p.m. Edwards says an area west of the arena will be set aside for protesters. At least one group is organizing an anti-Trump rally to be held outside the arena. Organizers say on their Facebook page that they will have speakers at the same time that Trump is scheduled to speak. While President Trump is in Great Falls tomorrow campaigning against him, Senator John Tester will be in Billings.
I'm going to be holding a roundtable discussion on tariffs and its impact on manufacturing and construction and agriculture.
Tester says he welcomes the president to Montana and hopes he learns about the state's challenges serving veterans, security on the northern border, and limited rural broadband access. Federal officials have agreed to settle a lawsuit with environmental groups that prevents domestic sheep from grazing in eastern Idaho until a scientific study addressing how they might threaten bighorn sheep with deadly diseases is completed. The U.S. Forest Service last week agreed with Western Watersheds Project and Wild Earth Guardians to prohibit domestic sheep owned by the University of Idaho from grazing via permits issued to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Sheep Experiment Station. A 5-ton tractor swept away by a tornado last week during storms that struck the Montana-South Dakota border has finally been located. South Dakota rancher Doug Davis, who owned the tractor, told the Capital Journal that most of its pieces were found over the Montana border, and some parts were found as far as 3 miles from where it was picked up. The National Weather Service reports that winds peaked over 130 miles per hour. I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.